Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to our Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Isaac. All praises, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. All praises. For without him, them, we are nothing. And at this stage in the game, we have elevated from being an Israelite to a spiritual light. The old man is changing to the new man. We've gone through various astrological phenomena that has increased our confidence, our awareness, our overstanding, understanding, and understanding. We are now shedding off our old skin and becoming the people that we are supposed to be, just a few, not the all. You know, we've sat back and seen a lot of things occur, and we are still fixing ourselves continually. We're seeing through our own mirror, our own individual mirror, that we still are not quite right. But that's okay, because we're on the right track. Whereas the nations who seemingly have a dysfunctional thought process are becoming dismayed. They are becoming dismayed. Let's say it again. They are becoming dismayed. Now, when we see, when we hear this word, we read this word, we say dismay, you know, we just, you're just dismayed, you know. But really what that word means is consternation or distress. But it really comes from the word consternation. It really comes from a Hebrew word, which I have yet to find. But, you know, they took it and put it into a Latin word, consternation, okay? And consternation is feelings of anxiety or dismay, typically at something unexpected. So, you know, for me, we've got brothers doing deep dives. I've said this before. We've got brothers and sisters doing deep dives into the metaphysical, into, listen, knowledge has increased. So, of course, we're going to have various brothers and sisters doing deep dives into various understandings, overstandings, understandings of our scripts. Okay. And they're going to bring forth a lot of wisdom from these scripts. This is the fundamental key right now, and I'm gonna go back to consternation here in a second, but I gotta say this as a side note. Many of us are seeking the truth. We are truth seekers. And in seeking the truth, we are elevating ourselves, because when you seek the truth, what? The truth sets you free. So we are becoming freer and freer as the days go by. And a lot of the consternation that the other nations have is with, or rather against, our spirit. They still seem to believe that they have some hold over us intuitively. They have been at odds with each other throughout their entire rule to see who's better than who. And they have been eating off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil for a long time. They have been seeking after knowledge as opposed to the truth. And because they've sought after knowledge, that's what they got, a bunch of knowledge. Doesn't mean that they understood the knowledge that they sought after, but they did gain the knowledge. Hence why they had taken all the information from various scripts of ours, from various lands of ours, from various brothers and sisters, kin of ours, and hid them because they couldn't understand them. So they used them as they would a collection of cars, a collection of houses, a collection of books. And they were very expensive. And yet they told us that, you know, hey, what God wants from you all is to be prosperous. We're going to get into that in a minute. To be prosperous. And for us, we wanted to be prosperous, but we were still spiritually sound to have some understanding of what it was to do wrong and what it was to do right. Now, this was middle of the 20th century. All right. So as they were getting their minds set around how the other nations, how to better seek after the knowledge and keep it away from us, what they did was they took away all of the liberation theology and brought forth all of the prosperity theology. And as Brother Judah said, theology is just a theory of their non-understanding of our scripts. They just had the knowledge. Now, as we moved forward through these times of trouble of ours, and we started gaining and seeking after the truth, we started understanding a certain concept. And that concept was, hey, if we seek after truth, then it will set us free. And the truth is not in the knowledge, but it's actually in the wisdom. And the tree that we should be eating off of, or rather entertaining, is the tree of life. So now the big switch has occurred. We're now seeking the tree of life for wisdom, or seeking wisdom, which is the tree of life. And they are still stuck seeking the knowledge, thinking that that is going to help them, when we know, as we know, knowledge puffs up. So they're going to get puffed up on the knowledge. They're going to eat the hollows of the knowledge and gain no wisdom. Hence why at the end, they don't have any wisdom and they lose out. But we're here to show the earth, the creator's creation, that we stand with her. You know, we're not being like those is not real people who say that they are but are not, who have dug tunnels all over the earth to steal, kill, rape, and rob. We're not like that. We have been manifesting ourselves either in the negative and now in the positive, some of us. You know, you still have your brothers and sisters out there, our brothers and our sisters out there, that still think that we're black, or still think that we're African, when in fact Africa is a continent and not a nation. So if anyone ever says we are African, the next conversation should be, or rather the retort to that should be, what nation are we from? Then they'll say, take a DNA test. And we say, why? It's run by Ish. And Ish is going to tell all of us who is supposedly black that we're from Africa. It's a given. It's nothing new. Nothing can be gained from a DNA test. Shoot, they got people in prison now based on DNA, which is false. They got many of our brethren in there on false DNA charges. So again, if we focus in on their knowledge, then we will always lose. Their science, we will always lose. Their math, we will always lose. Let's speak about math. Back in the day, they would have us go through all this crazy math where we had to see the numbers. We had to remember the numbers, the process. We had to take the numbers. We had to write it down or do it in our head, and we had to try to find the solution based on these numbers, okay? And if we didn't find the solution quick enough, fast enough in their time, we were deemed remedial. However, today, all of a sudden these Asians, and I dare say the Asians, but I'm sure it was our people, the numbers solved themselves. They solved themselves. If taught properly, you can solve any number, multiply any number, divide any number, square root any number using the numbers. They give the numbers themselves, give the answer, give the solution, but they didn't teach us that. They wanted us set up for the fall. And we did. And, you know, now we're able to see where the numbers work for our benefits. And I know I'm not the only one, but, you know, these numbers that I see, this is like, it's 111-222-333-444-144, you know, fives, all fives, sevens. You know, I'm seeing these numbers repeat constantly, daily, you know. And I'm also seeing the numbers repeat themselves within the thing. So like if it's a traffic signal, you know, when you're, because I'm a pedestrian now, I got to walk through the city. So as I'm at the stop light, the stop or the signal that tells the pedestrians to walk or not, it's a click, click, click. And I'm registering the amount of clicks it is. So the next time that I get to the next slide, it's the same click. So it's like this new numerical pattern over and over and over again. And all that is saying is that the Father's here for us. He's turned his face back to us because we're now seeing these things. We're now understanding these things. And these are numbers are a spiritual thing, a spiritual matter. And a lot of people, the Gentiles, they don't pay any attention to that. The heathens, they don't care about that. Their minds are not set on seeing the numbers, only if it's in their bank account, of course, you know. But they are being dismayed at what we're seeing, and we're not dismayed. They're dismayed that we're not dismayed. They're over there, the tunnels. These people said last 6 months they've been building these tunnels. Listen, we've been telling you all, we've been telling you all that these people are demons. They're not the true people. Their history tells them they're from Japhet. They're not Shemitic. They're demons. They're, as our brother, our Messiah said to them, they are like their father. They are murderers. That's what they do. That is what they do. They can't help themselves but to murder. They love it. That's their lust. So now the world's starting to see, okay, great. I'm glad you're waking up finally. But you're nowhere near I am, where I am, and I'm not boasting about that, but you're not. You're still dealing with consternation and probably a little constipation, you know? And it's okay. Nobody's mad at them. Nobody cares at this point. The focus for the few of the many of the few is the ability to focus in on the Father, seeking the truth. Why? Because the truth sets you free. What are we trying to find? We're trying to find freedom. Or better yet, we're trying to utilize our complete free will. We're not trying to free Edom. We're trying to free our minds from Edom. And a lot of people don't quite understand that concept because they think that they are free. It's like, you know, now they're all over the TV is talking about television is talking about it's award season. So now they're ramping up their idolatry. Everything is ramped up. They're ramping up their murder. They're ramping up their idolatry. They're ramping up their lust. These broads are walking down on TV on their little red carpets, half naked. Everybody's applauding them. whoredom is at an all-time high. People applaud them. The little girls are running around half naked. People applaud them. The issues are sneakingly stealing children and either raping them or eating them, drinking their blood. Ellen and these, Sister Pat said something, and I had to look when I was listening to her last night. She was talking about Ellen, so I went and I looked. I pulled up Ellen. I said Ellen today because a lot of them, what they do is they put their older pictures on, you know, their 80s and 90s and early 2000 pictures when they were living it up. Oh yeah, eating and drinking children's blood and adrenochrome in it up on these children when Epstein was in full-fledged, you know, they show them pictures. But if you look at her now, her face is wrinkled. She looks bad. They all do. They all do. And you know what? I'm glad that they're starting to look bad because all they've been doing is lying to us. Now we get to see them for what who they are. It's like now, you know, we put our glasses on. The Father's given us glasses to see. And we're seeing these people for the first time. And we're, you know, well, we've always seen them, but we've also been chasing after them because we've been living in their kingdom and we were still on the curses. Now that we're out of the curses, now that we can see them for who they are, now we don't want any parts of them, the many of the few, and we moved on. And we've moved away. Why? Because they had us in fear for so long that that was their strength. Their strength was our fear. We were in fear of losing this, of not getting that, fear of the police, fear of whatever. It was fear. It was angst, anxiety, consternation. Okay? And they were strong. They were like, yeah, you niggas ain't nothing. You know, you guys need to pull yourselves up by your bootstraps, right? And we were like, okay, we're going to do it. We did it in spite of them. And now that the curses are over, we're like, we're done. We don't want to do that. We want more out of our lives. We want to eat off of the tree of life. And they're going, no, don't do that. Don't you like this? Look at these half-naked women. Look at these half-naked men. Look at, go do this. We'll lower gas prices. We'll bring down the interest rates for your house so you can buy more. We just stay with us. And we're saying, no, we're sorry. We're content where we are. We're no longer going to feed your system. We're going to go and eat ourselves off of the tree of life. We don't need your GMO food, your GMO spirit, your GMO politics, your GMO psychology, your GMO science. We don't need that anymore. Because quietly, we now can supersede your GMO and go right to the source, the natural source. And this is putting them in great consternation. So what is the constant, what is the similar words to consternation? Dismay, right? Perturbation, to be perturbed. Anxiety, distress, disquiet, disquietude, discomposure, angst, trepidation, surprise, amazement, astonishment, stupefaction, alarm, panic, hysteria, fear, fearfulness, fright, shock. And what's the opposite? Satisfaction. So where we're gaining satisfaction, they're gaining consternation. And our scripts are riddled with them, with the consternation that will happen not only to us, but to the other nations. And they're struggling with that. They're struggling with it, but they brought it on themselves. Watch this. Liberation. So 1990, I guess it was 89, 90. I was studying ancient African history at Clark Atlanta University. CAU come to boogie. Was down in Hotlanta, and I was studying hard. I was part of the National Collegiate Black Caucus, was the attorney general. I was heavy into politics at the time. At this particular time, I was attaché for Congressman Hightower, Anthony Hightower, out of Peachtree City in Atlanta, and Georgia State Legislature. So I was rolling. I was in it. Okay, and I was seeing things, and I was like, wow, this is tricky. A lot of this stuff is tricky. Matter of fact, all these people did was eat pig roast. That's all they did was eat a bunch of pigs. Every time they got, they drink open bar, and they eat a bunch of pork. This is what they did, and then they talk politics. So anyway, my dad was at seminary at ITC, International Theological Seminary, on the campus of the AU of Atlanta University. And that's why I did some studying at Clark. Prior to that, I was at Clemson playing ball. And I went to Clark. And I ended up in Delaware finishing up with my history, done with all the European madness, okay? And actually in Delaware, I was doing anthropology is what I minored in. So anyway, all that to say really is of no consequence, but it was just to show and say that I've seen a lot of things. And at the CAU during this time, my dad, ITC they were going back and forth or debating, if you will, liberation theology in terms of, now this is a seminary school for the Negroes and the Africans, a lot of Africans, international theology seminary. So a lot of Africans will go, a lot of international students will go to this school. So they came, they were doing it there. My dad was doing his thesis on liberation theology versus prosperity gospel, okay, or prosperity theology. So he had this book, and I got it, and I read it. I never forget. The liberation theology is all about us being liberated from them. And the prosperity gospel is all about them gloating, not gloating. It's all about them. It's all about us envying them for what they have. Okay. Not liberating us from freedom of their oppression, but wanting us to get what they have, okay? Because we didn't have that at that time. The evangelicals were trying to figure out ways of getting more money, and to do so, it was prosperity. So watch this. Why is the church against liberation theology? Though ultimately opposed by the Vatican, because of its radical leanings, liberation theology both permanently implicated the church in the destiny of the oppressed and allowed for the participation of the poor in the future of the Catholic Church. You see that? So the church didn't want it implicated the church in the destiny of the oppressed and allowed for the participation of the poor in the future of the Catholic Church, meaning the poor and the oppressed were going to run the church. They didn't want that. These people wanted nothing to do with the poor and the oppressed. Matter of fact, it was them that was oppressing, and keeping people poor. What is the theology of prosperity gospel? Prosperity theology, sometimes referred to as a prosperity gospel, the health and wealth gospel, the gospel of success or seed faith, is a religious belief among some charismatic Christians that financial blessings and physical well-being are always the will of God for them, and that faith, positive speech doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? like, this is the things. What are the three types of liberation theology? The nature of liberation theology discussed in A Theological of Liberation was based upon the experiences of Latin American priests as they ministered to their communities. Reverend Gutierrez discusses three types of liberation in his book, The Liberation from Social Injustice, Liberation from Poverty, and Liberation from Sin. You know the church didn't want nothing to do with that? They don't want nothing to do with it. That's why they'd rather us say, we forgive you, church, for not doing this so that they can continue to do this. But now we're not even forgiving them. That's not for us to do. That's for them to ask. Tell us what, if the church said, hey, we're sorry for not allowing you to have liberation from social injustice and liberation from poverty and liberation from sin, then maybe we'd even sit down and entertain them over a meal that they pay for. They're not even doing that, so why should we care? We're not here to forgive anybody. That's the Father's deal with each and every one of us. I can't forgive somebody without them wanting to be forgiven. This is the whole concept of why things have gone awry for the nations. And to be honest, for us too, because we got caught up in that. But the beautiful thing is that our Father is back for us now, and now we get to reason, righteously reason things now. And in doing so, it's a beautiful thing to watch our maturation. You know, all the brothers, all the information, all the sisters, all the wisdom that we're bringing forth, that we're coming with. Now we have to understand that it has been 7 years. And we'll use the point 7 years from the first eclipse, okay? That's a jubilee. March will be our jubilee. This is important. When that X marks the spot, it's a jubilee term. It is a wrap. We are completely free unless we choose then to stay in bondage. We ultimately, our liberation is, our liberation is here. Our redemption is here. Our resurrection is here. And people are, you know, I'm watching the mindsets of people change. Like I'm watching, you know, I'm just watching how people are, you know, some people are changing for the better. Some people are changing for the worse. I'm looking at TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and people are now talking about voting, and I'm going, why are we voting? Let's stay out of this thing so that we're not complicit in her sins. And people are like, you got to vote. It's the thing that we have to all do, or we got to be, you know, we got to take care of voting. We got to vote because it's the business. This is business, the money. And I'm thinking to myself, that's what got us in the dilemma that we're in now. Voting. That's what allowed those silly Negroes in South Kakalaki, right down the street from where I am, to allow stank-ass Biden to come into their whatever, their demented church and say he's a good man and say 4 more years. That type of voting has allowed Ish to stay over top of us so that they can dig tunnels and steal children. Which, mind you, is kind of interesting that they screaming about, oh, Hamas has got these tunnels. Hamas is digging tunnels. But they digging tunnels. So wait a minute. Is it Hamas or is it Ish digging tunnels? Who's digging these tunnels? I know who isn't digging tunnels. I'm not digging no tunnels. So if I'm not digging tunnels and Ish is digging tunnels and Ish is saying Hamas is digging tunnels, it's probably easy to say that Ish is behind digging tunnels. You see? Epstein-ish. He dealing with the children, raping the children. The movie industry's ishes. The music industry ishes. They dealing with debauchery. So is it safe to say that Ish is the father of debauchery? I would venture to say yes. And I'm not saying all of Ish, because all of Ish isn't doing everything that the hierarchy of Ish in their religious factions and their political factions are doing. But yet they believe in the system so much that they will sell their soul to keep the system going. Why? Because they are in control of the system. So it's fair to say that Ish is the culprit. It's the culprit. And we know that. It's nothing new. Amalek is the culprit. Ashkenaz is the culprit. Nobody wants to say these things. It's so funny. Back in the day, they'd be like, listen, you can't talk about, the things you can't talk about is politics and religion. Don't ever talk about that. Why not? See, if we'd have been talking about it then, maybe there might be some more saved today. Saved in terms of saving their mental dismayedness or consternation today. Because there's so many people struggling psychologically today that they're needing us, but they can't get to us because our Father has blocked the way. And we can get emotional and be all up in arms just like them over all these things that they are perpetrating upon our Father's creation. But why would we give our emotional energy, our energy in motion to them? We've done this. We've seen how it ends. Nothing ends for our benefit. Nothing. Just like voting. Voting has never, and this is an absolute, voting has never benefited us. If so, we would have reparations. We would have, and then some said, well, you know, you guys should have some money. You put some money together and then you can be, no, then we're buying a person. We are no better than them. We have to be better than them. So that's why we couldn't benefit from this system. Because the system benefited off of us. We couldn't benefit off the system that benefited off of us. We couldn't do that. Not to mention we were under curses. So therefore, that's why it was set up that way. Nothing new under the sun. And then you got the world coming with the International Tribunal of Human Rights against Ish. You think Ish cares? Ish is too busy over there killing to care about anything else. Now they're trying to institute a draft. Old man Biden saying, you know, we might have to institute a draft. Who are you going to? You have allowed all of your men to be women, to be soft. You've allowed a large population of your boys to be girls. And you allowed a large population of your girls to be boys. So you're gonna draft a bunch of girls? You think that the men, the fathers, are going to let their girls go and die for Ish? And you say, well, you know, they sign up for it. You're right, but there's your consternation. All of this is boiling down to the fact that they cannot have liberation. The only liberation that's coming is the liberation of spirit for these spiritual lights. That's it. And if they are smart and they cleave to the spiritual light, then they get to be a spiritual light themselves, albeit an apprentice. So if the world is, I go to work and I'm listening to, they got the TV on. It's always about the news, not the regular news, but the money news. And they're talking about the Bitcoin today. This Bitcoin thing, listen, it is another Ponzi scheme that's not going to fare well, because the West has no intentions of giving anybody the ability to make more money than themselves. It's just not going to happen. It's just not. We forget about it. I'm watching the amount of money that these people are spending and putting into office space, into commercial buildings, and they ain't got no workers. I'm watching these people bring forth a bunch of folks into the land of milk and honey that are, coming from, that they call immigrants, coming into the nation, into our land, that could, may, or may not be our people, but definitely there's a hidden agenda behind it all. And I know that the Father has his hand in it. I see a lot of people of their character finally trying to get on board with understanding that there is something amiss. And okay, great. Great. I see a lot of our people still trying to fight people like us, like me, on, because I say that I'm an Israelite, they still want to say we from Africa. I see a lot of Siberian people doing the same thing. I see, like, all these people are coming against us. And I'm going, why are you coming against us? You mad because I'm saying I'm Israel? Because my heritage and my inheritance is what I'm looking for? You're mad at that? And now all of a sudden they can't handle the truth? And so now they're marked. Marked like Cain. This is a beautiful thing, a beautiful time that we are in, and it's important that we continue, seeking the truth, seeking the Father, and treating each other the way we want to be treated, and treating each other the way that each other wants to be treated. So this thing has gotten, it's about to hit a crescendo. So liberation, this is what our book is all, our scripts are all about. Acts 5:19, but the angel of the Lord, or the angel of our Elohim by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. Romans 7:24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? It's liberation. Romans 8:2, for the law of the spirit of the life of Hamashiach hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Liberation. And, Leviticus 16:22, and the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. Liberation. Luke 4:18, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. The spirit of our Elohim is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Liberation. Liberation. This is something. Hold on. There's so much in my head that I'm trying to get out, but I think some of it is just for me personally to eat on and ponder. And the things that I bring out is for the nation to think on and ponder. Let me see if I want to read this one. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Because we're about to have to realize that we're about to have to stand up and as an army. And in doing so, we're going to have to use our discernment that was given to us to be able to know who our enemies are. Now, we already know who our enemies are, but we really don't know who our enemies are. And in knowing who our enemies are, we stand even more convicted, more strengthened, more corrected in our walk to with our Father, okay? So 2 Chronicles 20. I'm just going to read the thing because, and I read this before, but this is important because this is about our enemies. You know, like there's so many of our enemies, so like they're coming out of the woodwork right now. And it's crazy to me because all we're talking about is the good news. All we're doing is having conversations amongst ourselves to strengthen ourselves because, shoot, they wouldn't do it. They never pumped us up. They never encouraged us. I mean, all if they did, it was to benefit them. They encouraged us to play hard, you know, to run fast, you know, to jump high, you know that sort of encouragement. But they never encouraged our spirit. And so because they've never encouraged our spirit, as this is to be encouraged, to be encouraged is real because our Father has told us our redemption is here. This is why we have to be even sharper now. We just have to be sharper now. We really do. And, you know, I am no different. I have to be sharper now. I have to sharpen. Like, do you guys realize that we are 2 months away and this tribunal thing starts tomorrow, which they're going to push it back a couple weeks, maybe 4 weeks, which then is going to put them right in the midst of our new year, which then the eclipse happens, which then everything changes. Now, when we say everything changes, it's not like the bus is going to stop working, you know, it's going to be a, you know, Left Behind series is going to be, no, everything changes wherein the mind, the swift change of thought process happens. Like we're already in the change of thought. But the whole world changes. That's why he says, you know, all eyes will see. When he unveils the truth to the world, they're going to be in consternation. They're going to be vexed because they're going to, Wisdom of Solomon 5, are these niggas? You know, Jeremiah 16:19, we've been lied to. And you can see it. It's on the horizon. It's right over there. You can see it happening. It's coming, especially after the day when Ish was found beating up the police and hiding their tunneling. And the funny thing is they go, oh, it was tunneled into a next door building that was closed. You know what they were tunneling in? That building that was closed was I'm trying to remember the word. It's a women's spa where the women go when they are on their period. I mean, think about that. These people are tunneling from a synagogue to a, oh my goodness, let me see. Let me see something. to calls. Let's see. Yeah, the sadistic, the and think of this word, acidic, sick, Satanish, acidic Jewish men. Hold on, I'm getting to where I was going. Because I got to find that. Because I saw it today and I was like, what in the filth, Lauren? Bro. You see that? And they're not even. Google sucks. Let's see. Let me see at home. Just bear with me. My apologies. Yeah. Ritual bath or mikvah. So they tunneled from the synagogue to a closed building that was used as a ritual bath or mikvah. It's a place where they go to spiritually purify themselves after menstruation. See how sick these people are? I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. Like, yeah, that's what they were doing. This is what they're doing. And okay, so purify themselves after menstruation, right? So you know that there were some pregnant women in there. You know that these people had babies in there. You see what I'm saying? These people are degenerates. They are reprobate degenerates. And they're about to be exposed in a big and mighty way by our Father. And they're going to come and worship at our feet and know that our Father has loved us. But I wanted to get that because that was just the mikvah. That's what it is, mikvah. The ritual purification, a ritual bathhouse. You know, these people are sick. So anyway, you know, this is why we have to understand who's against us, right? And so when I read 2 Chronicles 20, this is where we are today. This is what we've done. You know, nothing new under the sun. We do the same things over and over. And what was done then was done 7 years ago for us. And now we're on the cusp of getting our redemption, our jubilee. So, make sure this thing's still on. Right. So, it came to pass, this is 2 Chronicles 20, it came to pass that this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this side, Syria. And behold, they be in Hazantamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek his Elohim and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask their Elohim, to ask help from their Elohim. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek their Elohim. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of their Elohim before the new court and said, O Elohim, Elohim of our fathers, art not thou Elohim in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our Elohim, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gravest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. See, they did it then, and they've done it. This is what they've been constantly doing. Ammon, Moab, and Seir. That's all Edom, European, Turkey, Edom, Africa, Asia, and Europeans. Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-Europeans. That's what they've been doing. When they came out of the land, but they turned from them and destroyed them not, meaning the Israelites didn't destroy them when they had the opportunity to. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, talking about our Elohim's possession, his land, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our Elohim, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. That's us. We ain't got no might against their guns. They've been killing us in the street. They say, yeah, you can go get a gun. Oh, you got a gun? Kill them. I fear for my life. This is what they do. Neither know we what to do. Neither know we what to do. We don't know what to do against them. But our eyes are upon thee, talking about our Elohim. And all Judah stood before their Elohim with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Aspa, came the spirit of their Elohim in the midst of the congregation. And it said, Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith your Elohim unto you, be not afraid, nor dismay. There it is again. Be not afraid. This is what he's telling us now. Be not afraid, because he's in our midst. We've been crying out to him. We want change. We want change. And the change that we want, we have to manifest it. We have to believe it. We not only have to believe it, we have to know it. These people didn't go in. Our fathers, Jehoshaphat didn't go in there and go, you know what, I believe that the Father. No, he knew, because he said, aren't you the one, Father, who you did this for us? You did that for us. Aren't you the one who told us to come to you? So in the faith of knowing the truth of who we are and whose we are, we got that right to go before our Father. The heathens and the Gentiles don't have that. We do. That's why the same then is the same now. So he says, and he said, Hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith your Elohim unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it's ours, but it's your Elohim's. Okay? Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of your Elohim with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for your Elohim will be with you. This is the fear and consternation that the nations feel. They know that once we just come together as one, as we are gathered, as the Father is gathering us, that in and of itself is dismaying them, bringing them great consternation, because they know that once we are gathered, we have our Elohim with us. That's why all this calamity is happening in their world today. They're trying to distract us. They try, oh, Saban retired. So, who cares? And you know, I lived in Louisiana for a while, and, you know, they're so into their football. It's like a religion to them. It's their God. It's an idol to them. And they're like, oh, Saban, oh, it's like the talk of the town. And I'm going, so what? What did that man do for you? Like, this is the dilemma that I have with the Gentiles. They idolize these celebrities and all these people. But when the question is posed, what have they done for you? They get quiet. It's crickets. It's like, you got to vote. You got to vote. It's what you have to do. Why? It's not about, oh, you know, ID, you need to have an ID to vote. Why? Why do you need an ID to vote? It doesn't matter about an ID to vote, because I had a fake ID quietly back in the day. I ain't got one now. I don't need one. I'm well over age. But I had anybody can get a fake ID. Shoot. To go vote? The question is, vote for who and what benefits thou? And nobody can answer that, because they've been benefited. They want us to vote for their benefit. That's what this is about. That's why the Father said, hey, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for your Elohim will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before their Elohim, worshiping their Elohim. Now, I'm saying their, right? Their Elohim. But this says the Lord. And we know Lord Rothschild, Lord Vader. You know, that's all devilment. So the moment that we start reading our scripts the way that they're using our language, it changes the scripts, and it creates a major tear in the atmosphere of the heathen and the Gentiles. And they don't know what's going on. They're talking about Elohim. What is it? But anyway, I digress. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korites stood up to praise their Elohim with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in your Elohim, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed, and watch this, and when he had consulted with the people, that means after he had talked to them and said, hey, you know, what he just said, believe in your Elohim, so you shall be established, that's us, established to be unified, to be gathered, believing in our Elohim and believing his prophets so that we can prosper, wisdom. Okay? And when he had consulted with his people, he appointed singers unto their Elohim. And that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. So we sing. Judah and Jerusalem sing, man. We are the sing. Who sing? And it's funny, you know, today, just a side note, it's funny today when you know, they got this, everything's about pop music, right? And now they got these nation folks, these Edomites and folks out here singing. They even got Ish out here singing, you know, soulful singing, but it's not really a soulful singing because it's pop. So it's a song, but it's a hollow song. Now they got a good voice, but there's no soul behind it. But I liken that to the Father giving everybody their due. All they wanted was to sing like us. All they wanted was to jump like us. All they wanted was to dance like us. All they wanted was to talk like us. All they wanted was to walk like us. All they wanted was to be like us. Now they got it. They envied us from the moment that they step foot over here and start killing us, okay? And now they became us. The only thing that they couldn't get from us was our spirit, was our soul. Now, even Diddy, they even picked up P Monkey Boy Diddy and said, P Monkey Boy, go out there and get the souls of your people and bring them to us. And he went out there in a debaucherous way and said, sell me your soul and I'll give you this. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. And some of our brothers did it. Some of our sisters did it. And they're struggling today, or they're no more here today. But their soul, the Edomites and the other nations and the Ishes, could never duplicate our spirit, our soul. They could never duplicate it. What's her name? Gaga. She had a good voice, but there was something off. It was hollow. Barbara Streisand, something off, but it's hollow. Good voice. You know, they're Katy Perry's, they're Taylor Swift's. All of them. Decent voice, but it's something off. It's hollow. And so we are the ones that can bring the spirit of the soulful song to our Elohim, to the world. When we were in our soul, R&B and soul, 70s really, 70s, 80s, I mean, yeah, couldn't nobody do what we did, because we sang them songs. We sang them songs. These people just singing. And they're struggling. They have no opportunity to be able to utilize their voice for our Elohim. Only we get to do that. So I digress, but let me step it up. Where'd I go? And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto their Elohim, and they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise our Elohim, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, their Elohim set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. So hold on, so Seir, the Edomites, all right, came along with the Ammonites and the Moabs against Jehoshaphat, right? Ambush. So the Elohim of Israel set ambushes, but somehow causing, watch this, confusion, distraction, panic among Israel's enemies. It was those enemies that in their confusion, watch this, killed each other. That's what we're seeing. They're all confused over everything, money, prestige, status, and they're killing each other, literally. On a macro level, that's what these nations are doing to each other. They're envying each other. They don't like each other. They live right next to each other, and they hate each other, and they want to kill each other. They want to bomb. So Is Not Real is bombing Gaza, which is right next to their place. They don't even care. That's like dookieing right next to your bed. It's just foolishness, confusion. And that's all the Father's doing. He's doing that. They go, oh, no, God's love. Why would he do that? Listen, because he loves true Israel. That's why he's doing it. That's why all this is getting done, because of us. Because we're the ones that have brought again our love of our Elohim, our spirit, and our soul. So the whole earth had been willing to sacrifice their soul for riches. Now we're like, today, a few, we're like, nah, we don't want to sacrifice our soul for any of your riches. We want our soul to be given to our Father, our Elohim. And the more that came into that belief, that understanding, and that drive, and that hunger, and that want, and seeking that truth, the more it steered up the most high's emotions and love of his people again. Oh, they love me again. What? Is that what I'm, am I hearing them? Are they crying out for me? Are they loving me? Are they worshiping me? Are they done with those ignorant idols? Are they done with these people? What? Hold up. Wait a minute. Send my dove to go and inspect. She came down. She said, Father, there's, you know, like when Noah sent out the dove and said, hey, she came back and said, hey, Noah, there's land over here. Follow me. She said, Father, there are, your people are here. Your people are here. Come on. He was like, all right. He said, all right. And ever since 2017, it's been on and popping. He's been coming. And see, that's the great glory that nobody's talking about, is him coming. The ignorant Christians want to talk about, they want Jesus to come back, and they can't wait. They love Jesus going to come back and help and save them, and you know, rapture. He said he's coming back with a sword. Did you miss that? He's coming back for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Did you miss that? He's come back to do a grievous thing to the nations. Did you miss that? Oh, you did. You were too busy talking about prosperity gospel. Had you been talking about liberation theology or bringing liberation through the scriptures, you would have known that was the end game. But you chose to close a blind eye to that and utilize prosperity and steal and rape and take from the people and not feed. He told you, feed my sheep, nations. He said, feed my sheep. He didn't say he didn't say feed your sheep. He said, feed his sheep. And somehow all of a sudden, now they seem not to understand. I don't understand how we got to this point. Oh, down in Hotlanta, we can walk it out. We can bring 10,000 souls to be saved. Who saved from who? For what? Did our Elohim tell you, monkey, to save souls? Is that what he told you to do? When it, where? Oh, my pastor, feel fooey on your pastor. Your pastor is a dog. Because this is an individual walk towards the collective. So if you are in the collective now, how are you individually walking to it? So therefore, you gain what you gain now. Now, you ain't worrying about later. And we ain't worrying about later either. We're worrying about now from our own perspective, self-reflection, self-conviction, self-correction. Because that's the order we have to be under to even be part of the kingdom to come. This is not hard. You have to be in order. You think the Father's going to let these, I dare say, these people who are tatted all over their body, pierced all over their body, you know, talking about loving Satan. You think that he's going to let them into the kingdom? I mean,
And I say that loosely because who the hell am I? I don't know. The father can. I mean, who knows? He could say, you know what? I like this fella, this girl, what this boy who did this thing. They repented. They're in the kingdom with me. I'm going to clean them up. All the tats are gone. All the piercings gone. They're redeemed. He could do that all day. I ain't tripping. Question is, will those people be prepared? Will they prepare themselves to do that? Meaning, will they repent? Will they repent?
I'm just going to say no. That's what I'm going to say. Because it's not written that, yeah, you know, the Gentiles repent and all is good and, you know, we live happily ever after. That's not what it says. It's not what any of it says. But I digress. He had set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. Now watch that. Ammon and Moab stood up against Seir and utterly slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them that found, that them they found among them in abundance, both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed their Elohim. Therefore, the name of that same place was called the Valley of Beraka until this day. And when I went and did a search for Beraka, it seems like it's in Ohio, but all of a sudden it flipped over to outside of Israel today or Turkey somewhere. And I was like, oh, this seems tricky, but I didn't do enough digging to really find it. But I'm sure all that good valley, that blessed valley, is over here. Okay. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, with rapture, for their Elohim had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And this is just what's going on. We're about to start rejoicing. I mean, we're rejoicing now, just knowing who we are. It's a rejoicing time. This is why a lot of people are going to start to struggle mentally. This is a mental, spiritual warfare right now. And the heathens don't understand, the Gentiles don't understand that they need us to be their pillar of light. That's why he allowed us. And listen, we're not all the light. You know, we have to maintain our own light. We can't give all our light to them. It's just the same thing of the oil. You know, we can't just give them our oil. They got to be working towards getting their own oil. Now, if our thing is full and flowing and overflowing and they're almost full, maybe we can help them out with some light, you know, shed some light on what they're missing, what they may need. That's fine. Give them some oil, a little bit, you know, a little wisdom goes a long way. So we're not here to say they got to go to hell. Now, some brothers and sisters are surely saying that, you know, surely. But hey, I'm not against anybody. I'm just for me. Like, I am a trillion percent for me and my nation. Like, I've never, ever been, ever, this staunch about something in my life. Even the things that I was great at, like, I mean, I'm All-American 3 times for it. I ain't even put in the practice and the effort, and I put in a lot of effort, but I never put in a trillion percent effort that I'm putting in today for me and my father and my nation. Like, it's a beautiful thing. Once I realized who I was like, yo, thank you. Now it's on. You know? This is becoming our song, our swan song. We're all about to have our voices. We're all about to have our sight, our ears. We're all about to have a new body, a new mind, a new kingdom. I know we tired. I just cannot believe that we're at another 4 years for old man Biden, and we got two old white men to decide on. No, you keep him. I don't want none. I'm not going to vote. I don't care about voting. I don't even acknowledge it. And you know what? I'll just throw away my voting card. Matter of fact, I don't even know where it is. Don't even care. I'll never do it again, ever. I'm done. Because all they've given us is two white men. No, okay, then they, on the state level, they give us some white women. I don't want them. Or then they give us some black women or some women of color who want to be white. I don't got time for that. And I'm not mad at white people, so-called. What I'm saying is I'm for me and my Elohim and my nation. Like, I'm done with all the extra. You know, I mean, I'm cordial, I'm nice, I'm funny, I'm loving, I treat you the way I want to be treated, and I treat you the way you want to be treated. And I keep it moving. So I'm not out here vindictive, ready to kill, steal, destroy. That's ish. That's some other people who are over there talking like they are somebody. That's the Europeans and the Indians and the Germans and all them that always got to be fighting, always got to make things difficult, always got to be on top. That's them. I'm not on top. Shoot, I've been at the bottom most of my entire life. Been at the bottom. But because I know who I am, I feel like I've blown past their top. Like, I've busted the glass ceiling, and I'm past that. That glass ceiling used to be a cage, and I busted through the cage, actually blew it up, and now I'm gone. And they're like, wait, come back. What about us? And I'm going, what about you? Do you acknowledge who I am? Yeah, you're black. You're my black friend. You're black. And I'm going, okay. Bye. And then they say, I'm hateful. He's mean. I'm not mean. I'm just being me. And what, you mad because I'm being me? Or you've never seen me before to know who I'm to be? And I think the latter is the issue. They've never seen us be who we are to be. They've not once seen us. Now their eyes are opening like they're squinting, going, wait, it's too bright. These niggas is too bright. Hey, can you close the shade? And we're going, nah, what are you talking about, shade? There's no light. Oh, you talking about me? No, I'm not dimming my light. I'm not dimming my light for you. You need to open your eyes and see. Oh, I can't. And they cower into consternation. So that Second Chronicles was just a diatribe of mine about our enemies and about correlating it to where we are today. We have cried out to our Elohim. We are cleaning ourselves. We've been cleaning ourselves. You know, this is our land. This is America. This is our land. This is our Sereth. This ain't even America. This is our Sereth. But it's ours. North, South, and central, ours. All of it. All of it. Not one bit of it was theirs. We took it from the Canaanites. This is ours.
So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, family, I just hope that we just maintain. I mean, now it's about maintaining, staying the course. It's a lot happening. I mean, we're going to see a lot of things pop off between now and April 8th. And we just need to maintain. We don't need to get, we don't need to bloat. We just need to maintain where we are. We're going to see them fall away. It's to be expected. We don't need to gloat over their falling away. We just need to move forward. I, for one, can tell you that I got this feeling that it's about to rock. I'm saying in the next week, some things are about to happen so big, and it's going to be mind-blowing to these heathens and Gentiles that they're going to have that mouth, that bottom lip wide open going, what? I mean, and I'm telling you, I'm seeing it firsthand. I am. There's so many things that I'm watching and seeing from just last September to now that is completely different. Completely different. And, you know, tonight was kind of a ragtag, but it's just so much. I don't even know where to begin, but all I can tell you is just stay the course, because our redemption is nigh. Our redemption is here. Our redemption is now. Matter of fact, we're in our redemption right now. And I just want to give a shout out to all of the brothers and all of the sisters and all of the subscribers, all of the families, all of those that are doing what they have to do to maintain their walk to truth and justice. This whole thing would not be where we are today without our nation, without the collective. So I give all thanks and all praises and all love and much love for that, because I mean, if I could dap everybody up right now, just dap them all up. Just bop, 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 hey, just stay the course. We are so close. Oh, my gracious. As a Pisces, I've seen it. I can't really explain it, but I've seen it. We're so close. And they go, well, Pisces, what does that mean? Just me. I've seen it. I've seen it. You know, I've seen it. I've seen it. It's a beautiful thing. So stay the course. Be strong. Kick the dust off your shoes and keep it moving. Know that your brothers and your sisters got nothing but love for each and every one of us. Know that our Elohim is with us. Know that. Know that. We have left the age of Pisces, of I believe I can fly, to the age of Aquarius, where I know I can fly. I know it. It ain't got nothing to do with belief anymore. Or I believe I can. So if you believe you can you? I don't know. I don't know. But when I say I know I can, then that's strength. All praises to our Elohim. Thank you, family. Thank you, brothers and sisters in this walk. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Shalom.